The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
Inevitably, all of us will ask God this one important question.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here? What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God calling.
Then everything can seem so clear. AM 1260 The Rock presents God Calling. This locally produced program looks closer at stories of religious vocations from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. And now here's your host, Paul Orlowski.
Thanks for joining us on God Calling. I am Paul Orlowski, and a special guest today, because I've got a lot of questions, for Lindsay Fullerman. Lindsay is the founder of the Fit from Faith program, I guess is the right word. But Lindsay, first of all, welcome to The Rock.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me about growing up. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Twinsburg, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catholic parish?
St. Cosmas and Damien in Twinsburg is my home parish. Well, growing up it was. And now I belong to St. Barnabas in Northfield.
What was your family like? Were you the oldest, the youngest?
I'm actually the middle child. I have an older brother and a twin sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm older by 1 minute.
Well, that still puts you in the middle.
Exactly, yeah.
What was growing up like? Did you weekly mass, prayer before meals, that sort of stuff? Tell me
about it. We always prayed before meals, but it was always, bless us, O Lord, and these like gifts which we're about to receive. So always prayed before meals and always went to mass on Saturdays. So always the vigil mass at St. Cosmas and Damien. But there was no real relationship that I felt like I had with the Lord. It was, mass was just something that I did because it's what we have to do as Catholics. But grew up in a very loving and wonderful family. So I really believe early on they were instilling, you know, the Lord was working early on and instilling something, you know, that desire for Him and the desire for something more way before I even realized it.
Yeah. Ever any callings to some sort of a religious vocation, community life as a nun, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, but I hid that for a very long time.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. When I worked, just had a very crazy conversion experience. I worked a lot, you know, just in the real world, in, you know, professional sports right out of college, and just was very unfulfilled. And I was really on this quest for what is the meaning of life? You know, I felt, you know, just very empty, even though I had a good job. I was dating, but I was just left, you know, not satisfied. And as I was asking that question, you know, what is the meaning of life? There's just a real draw to the church and to learn more about Christ. And I just found great joy and great happiness there. But I always thought it was just something kind of weird, you know, because we did not talk about religious vocations in my family.
Right.
And so it was something I started going to look at convents probably about 15 years ago, and I hid that from my family. So I checked out the Ursulines, I checked out the Notre Dames, but never told anybody that because I didn't want anyone to know that I was, you know, discerning religious
searching life.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Twinsburg High School.
Twinsburg and then college after that?
Oh, what college didn't I go to?
Oh, really?
I was very restless. Yeah, I started off my freshman year at Bowling Green. Then my second year, I transferred to Miami of Ohio. And then my third, fourth, and fifth year, I finished at Kent State. But again, it was just sort of that desire for something more. I kind of wanted to skip over college and just, you know, get into the work world. It just wasn't satisfying. So I was always on this quest for satisfaction and fulfillment, and nothing ever seemed to be the answer.
Now, you mentioned athletics. What types of sports?
So I played volleyball, basketball, and softball growing up, and dabbled a little bit with working in promotions for the Indians for a while, and also a little bit of work with the Cavaliers. And so I was exposed to, you know, the professional sports scene at a very young age, you know, right out of college, and it just still left me unsatisfied.
A jock. Jockette. I don't know what the right word is. But yeah, but you know, you clearly. But tell me, this restlessness, at some point that turned around and obviously through prayer is part of it, but then your skill, athleticism, you married those. How did you do that, put those two things together?
Yeah, and that is what is fit from faith, you know?
Right.
I was struggling a lot with just self-esteem issues and had two eating disorders, which developed from a very young age, and I turned to the church for help. This was a very long time ago, in my early 20s, and I saw a priest and just, you know, I said to him, what's the Catholic resource to teach me how to be healthy and well? Because I'm not healthy and I'm not well, and I want to be balanced and I want to be virtuous. And he said, well, there is no Catholic resource that can teach you how to be healthy and well. And I was very bitter, you know, when I left his office, because I thought, okay, the church is the source of truth. And, you know, we're body and spirit. How is there not something that teaches people how to eat well and how to, you know, take care of the body? And so that I really felt when I left his office, there was this like whoosh.
Yeah.
It felt like that in the heart where the spirit was said, create it. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to somehow combine my love for fitness and my love for the Lord into a real program and a business one day. And that's what started my healing journey and really gave birth to Fit From Faith.
Mm-hmm. So as opposed to an eating disorder, trying to maintain a certain body image, exercise, eating, a quote that I saw, I think it was from you, you're basically fueling your body nutritionally is our duty.
Mm,
God
yes.
created it, then take care of it.
Yes. And the catechism, you know, tells us that we are body and soul. And so we have this real call from Mother Church herself to not just flourish spiritually, but also to flourish bodily, because we can't separate the two until death. So there is a real call, a real obligation that we have, the catechism tells us, to take care of the body and to honor it and to reverence it and to treat it well. So it's not just, you know, something that for secularism or, mm-hmm. you know, people who, you know, don't know the Lord, but it's actually a part of our call as Catholics and Christians.
I did read that you have discovered Chick-fil-A.
I did. Yes, I believe some priest friends took me to Chick-fil-A for my first time back in the day. If they're listening to this, they know who they are. And it was the best experience. My life was changed forever. I highly recommend it.
But there was a picture. I saw something green on your plate.
Green. It was probably lettuce.
So it's not necessarily starving yourself spiritually or nutritionally or emotionally. It's a balance, I think, is the word
yeah,
you use.
Yeah, I like to use the word virtue.
Uh-huh.
It's very much the call to a virtuous life. So not overeating, not undereating, but eating very moderately. And mm-hmm. God created all food for our pleasure. So being able to enjoy all of it, even the Oreo from time to time.
From time to time. You have to watch those, though, huh?
Yes.
Lindsay Fullerman is our guest on God Calling. We'll be back with more right after these messages on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Lindsay Fullerman is her name, and her program is Fit From Faith. Something I also read about a quote from you, I think, Lindsay, is that a one-size-fits-all approach won't get you the results you really need. It's not just dieting. Everybody can't be the perfect proportions and dimensions or height or whatever it is. How do you marry those elements into a program for somebody?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really see everybody, you know, John Paul II, he says that each person is unique, unrepeatable, and is a gift. And so we have to really take that into consideration when we're looking at the way that we eat, the way that we move, because my vocation is different than perhaps yours, right? So my vocation as a single is completely different than, you know, someone who's married. So there's a different level of freedom that I might have with my schedule to sort of pick out, okay, what time can I exercise? Where someone who's married, you know, their first call is really to that other person. And mm-hmm. so there's a different level of sacrifice and intention. So when I work with someone, I take into account what someone's vocation is and what their mission is. So we always want to be able to hold the reality of our life in proportion to the expectations that we place on our workouts, our way of, you know, exercise and moving, and the way that we eat, you know, what we put into the body. Someone who is, you know, traveling a lot for work, it's going to be very hard for them to sit down and make a meal all the mm-hmm, time. But that mm-hmm. doesn't mean that they're incapable of becoming healthier. You know, it's just sort of learning, you know, their way of life and then being able to help offer suggestions and tips and words of wisdom to help guide them along the way.
How many people come in and say, you know, by the end of this session, or the, you know, these 8 weeks or however long it is, you know, I want to be able to, I want to do 5 miles. You set expectations that you can't possibly meet.
Yeah, and I always break everything down into small behavior goals. So perhaps their goal is to, you know, walk 8 miles. Well, let's just start week one with perhaps walking twice a week for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then as they achieve that, then we add in a little bit more and then a little bit more and a little bit more. So by the end of the program, which is 16 weeks long, they actually have a solid plan for movement. So I really believe in the principle of gradualism, taking things little by little, focusing on the small victories and adding to it, you know, over time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we just set ourselves up for failure when we say, hey, let's go run a marathon, and we haven't even, you know, been able to run a mile.
Right. You do a very good job in some of the readings I've done, of stuff you said, of tying all of this to the Bible, to faith. How hard is that to get across to people?
We come from, I think, a very a world in where we don't see the body as a part of who we are. We sort of feel disconnected from it and separated from it. Just, you know, and we sort of see fitness as what those people do, you know, what mm-hmm. those secular people do. And so I really help people to get connected to their heart, right? It's where God, the catechism tells us, the heart is really where the God dwells. And so it's by getting connected to our heart that we can get connected to God communicating to us through our bodies. You know, God has given us our hunger cues. It says something, right? That matters. When our bodies feel fatigue and tired, that's God saying something to us through the body. So I help people to really tune into how is God communicating to me through my body and then acting on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do a lot of health coaching at the seminary.
I do. Yes.
Those guys, most of the guys, you know, we've had a lot of the young seminarians on. Seminarians are now priests. They're all in great shape.
Well, they're my hardest bunch. I love them all, but they are a tough crowd. And it's health and wellness is a challenge for so many of us, especially in the life of seminarians and priests, because their schedule is so inconsistent. They're always on the go. But I started working at the seminary about 7.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Father Damien Ferentz brought me on the human formation staff at that time.
Right.
And really gave me the freedom, along with our rector, Father Mark Lakovich, gave me that freedom to develop Fit from Faith, to test things out with our men, to see what works, what doesn't. So over the years, there have been great success stories. And then there have also been, you know, not so great success stories, because it is such a challenge. You know, it's something, health and wellness is something we have to keep striving for every day, much like the spiritual life. You know, mm-hmm. we don't just give up on our prayer life with God because life sucks and we're not happy with it. We keep at it. And the same is true with health and wellness. Like, not every day is going to be great, but we have to keep at it. And so it's helping people to sort of see that lens with health and wellness through that virtuous lens. And
Bishop Barron had a great quote about that. He says, it's kind of like golf. If you want to get to a higher level, you really need to get serious.
Mm.
And as opposed to setting these lofty goals, how do you bring people to the reality? No, get serious about this. Don't set something you can't meet, but you got to be serious about it. And do you demand a commitment before you take somebody on?
Yes, I always first evaluate, you know, what is a person's desire? What's the goal? And I think we always have these surface desires, right? To lose weight, to gain muscle. And those are good desires, but I always like taking people deeper, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what's underneath all of that? What's the real thing that's going to drive you forward to get out of bed every day to do this? So I think it's moving beyond the surface level goal of weight loss or weight gain, right? Perhaps it's you just want to be the best priest that you can be, and you want to be able to genuflect. You know, I really focus on drawing that out of people, that deepest desire to be healthy. Like, why? What is the why that I want to do this? And then having them use that as sort of like a launch pad for their whole program.
Mm-hmm.
And it really changes things when we take the focus off of weight loss or weight gain, but really the deeper purpose.
But it makes the body more of a machine. If you're functioning at a higher level, or if your body's functioning at a higher level, you can strive for more, I suppose.
Yes. When we're healthier, and I see this firsthand, and I feel this in my own life, I'm much more effective and efficient in life with my work, with the way I interact with people. It impacts my mood. You know, days where I eat sugar and I'm not functioning, you know, at super high levels of mm-hmm. vitality, I feel it, and people can tell that. When I don't get enough sleep, I didn't get enough sleep last night, or the night before that, like I can feel that and that impacts me. Mm-hmm. So it's super important in order to be able to function at a high level that we're taking care of ourselves.
Okay, Lindsay, stay right where you are, and we hope our listeners will as well. On God Calling on AM 1260 The Rock, Cleveland Catholic Radio. Lindsay Fullerman is joining us, and she is the founder of Fit from Faith, a really unique program. A quote that I dug up that you said, and I think it's very, very interesting. We weren't made to follow a restrictive diet plan. Our bodies were not created for others to idolize, and bodies certainly, the body was certainly not created for you to glorify. And of course, sometimes exercise and this is, I want to look great, and that's not your point.
I can't, right. And a lot of times it's very, I think, you know, quote unquote, normal to sort of have those vain desires. And I think in all my years of doing this as a health and wellness coach, the majority of people come because they want to look good. And I always say, like, they're sort of ashamed of that. And I always say, like, it's okay. You know, God actually desires for you to feel good about yourself. He wants you to delight in yourself in the way that he sees you. And so just because we come with a vain desire, it's something that, you know, doesn't mean it has to stay there. I think the Lord purifies it. You know, through the program, he really helps people to get connected to him through this process of Fit from Faith. And that vain desire can then actually become just these, this beautiful like space of transformation where people, it can become actually more rightly ordered. You know, the desire to actually please the Lord in the way that I move my body, in the way that I care for my body. So yeah, vain desire is not a bad desire. You know, it's like, okay, what is the Lord showing me here?
It's got to be satisfying when you turn somebody in that way and they see, the light goes on.
Yes, it's the most rewarding, fulfilling experience that I have, you know, being a coach and watching sort of, you know, the transformation unfold. It's powerful because it's like, okay, this person is now becoming more purified, you know, right before my eyes. They're becoming healthier being. And I do believe that's part of their, you know, sanctification. So it's really cool to see it unfold.
Another quote. God desires to heal your body, emotions, and spirit because he created you to thrive and live fully alive.
And if you're
in great shape and got a lot of energy, you're fully alive, right?
Yes, amen. And I think it all starts with healing. That's the foundation of Fit from Faith is healing. You know, we all learn to eat from someone and somewhere. And if we take a really deep look at how that transpired in our lives and how we were formed, we would find a lot out. You know, I was a part of the Clean Plate Club growing up. So when I was four, that's how I started to be formed to see food was you eat everything off your plate. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, is not virtuous. But as a 4 or 5 year old child who doesn't know any different, that starts to like form a way of life for me. And that starts to create real wounds on the heart. And so it's that kind of work that Fit from Faith helps people to process through is doing the deeper work. Like, let's look at the healing that needs done so that we're not living in diets for the rest of our lives, but we're actually living in a virtuous way with our approach towards food.
Mm-hmm. Another quote, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. If you think about that, I mean, you know, God lives within us. He created us, right? The bodies were created by God and redeemed by his suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's, you're going to be a tabernacle for Jesus, you better take care of it, right?
Amen. Yes, and that is biblical. You know, Corinthians, our body is, you know, temple of the Holy Spirit. So it's right there in Scripture that we see it's this call that we have. You know, it's really the Holy Spirit resides in us.
Now, you have this calling. You turn that energy and that restlessness and your athletic abilities into this program. But you've chosen single life.
I have, yes.
In a unique way.
In a very unique way.
Tell me about it.
Yes, through the gift of private vows that I made last summer, July 22nd, on the Feast of Mary Magdalene. It was just a very beautiful day. I started to, you know, thinking more about my vocation. You know, I'm 37 years old, and I dated, and just like, there's something more. Like, what is this more? Every time I would go to religious orders, it felt like it took away my freedom. But I had this desire to give my life to someone. And it was really through this retreat experience that I went on that forever changed my life, met the Lord in an incredible, radical new way. And he asked me to lay my life down for him. And it was like, okay, but I don't feel called to become a sister and I don't feel called to marriage. Like, what else is there? I didn't know what there was, you know, out there. So I started this journey of just talking to people about what forms of single life, you know, are out there for me to like you know, embark on? Like, what would that journey look like? And I came across private vows and started exploring that a little bit more. And not many people have heard about private vows.
Me either.
My own, you know, director didn't even know what it was. So I was like, oh gosh, how's this ever going to happen if my own director doesn't even know what a private vow is?
Uh-huh.
But that didn't stop me because I really felt like the Lord was asking this of me. And it was like, okay, he doesn't know. Well, I will try another avenue. That avenue, you know, forever changed my life. Yeah.
What do you do? Is it you take a vow to the bishop, or it's unlike a consecrated virgin, but
correct.
But very it's strict. It's serious stuff.
Oh yeah, it is, because we're morally bound. People who are in private vows are morally bound to God to live out of their vowed life. You know, the vows that they make. So I vowed chastity, so to remain single, and I vowed ministry, so to give of my life serving the church, whether that's working for a parish or through the gift of Fit from Faith. Even if Fit from Faith failed one day, like, I'm still called to work in some capacity for some Catholic organization, or to build up the life of the church in some capacity. So it is, you know, very serious, because it is a vow. What was your original question? Well, I could go on and on all these tangents, but
you're doing great.
It's a beautiful call. So you don't have to have a bishop involved. You do have to have approval,
mm-hmm.
Because you can't just like go on a whim and say, I want to make a private vow and mm-hmm. you know, do it tomorrow. So I did connect with Archbishop Perez, who was our old
sure.
bishop here in Cleveland, and he sort of walked with me through learning more about private vows and, you know, what that process looks like, and connected with Bishop Molesic to get that, you know, approval for me to have a mass at St. Barnabas, my home parish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to have, you know, a small amount of people there since it is private, and was able to make my vows in front of friends and family. So you don't have to have a bishop present, but you do need to have that approval for it to be a go.
A lot of study, reading, or they just want you to understand what you're vowing.
Correct. Yeah. For me, you know, there's no formal formation process for people, for women who make private vows. It's something that I hope to create. You know, one day for me, it was, you know, I have a master's from our seminary in Cleveland in theology.
Right.
And I'm also theology of the body certified. So I think the Lord has been working on my heart long before I ever really knew he was,
mm-hmm.
Informing me through, you know, the gift of the seminary education and also theology of the body and retreats that 8-day silent retreats I've been on. And so I see all of that as a part of the formation of my heart that's led to this vow.
If people want to know more about Fit from Faith, give a plug.
Sure. Feel free to head over to the website at www.fitfromfaith.com to see all that we have to offer for parishes and programs for the laity and religious.
I've been there. There's a lot of stuff on there. So it's a busy site, and you can learn a lot. Lindsay Fullerman, Fit from Faith. Thanks for joining us on God Calling. I'm Paul Orlowski. We hope you'll join us each and every week at this very same time.
What do you want me to do? Why am I here? You're here on this planet for a reason. What do you want me to do? Why am I here?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This is God Calling.
Thank you for listening to God Calling here on AM 1260 The Rock. This locally produced program is dedicated to looking closer at religious vocations, from the priesthood to marriage, from parenting to the single life. If you miss any part of today's program, or you just want to listen again, go to our website, am1260therock.com, and click on the On Demand tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.